How do you build then a culture of confession where confession is free? And I'm not just talking big confession here. I'm not just talking about, oh man, I murdered someone, or oh, I'm sleeping with my secretary, or oh, I need... No, confession just built into the culture, just built into the climate. All right, how do you build confession into the climate of the church? This is going to sound really easy, but you preach the cross. That's what you do. You preach the cross. That's what you've got to do. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, we know Paul teaches more than the cross. He definitely teaches more than the cross. But what he's saying is, I can't talk about sex. I can't talk about money. I can't talk about social justice. I can't talk about community very long before I tie the reason and need of those things back to the cross of Jesus Christ. When you're exalting the work of Christ in the cross, who gets to boast? Who gets to boast? You didn't do anything. What do you get to boast in? You've got nothing. But where the climate is that you're leaning against the cross and going, the rest of you guys really need to get onto some of this. Versus bowing down in front of it and going, there's room. There's room here. There's room here. You constantly preach and proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ. Just to tell you how serious Jesus is about remembering the cross and having the cross as centered. He tells the disciples, hey, the Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to remind you everything I said. Doesn't he? Hey, the Holy Spirit's coming. He's going to remind you everything I said. Peter, so inner attentive, quit taking notes. The Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to tell you. Okay? That was conjecture. Now, then he takes them to the upper room and does what? Don't you forget this. Remember, remember, remember. As long as you get together, you remember. What? The cross. The cross. Here's another one. I think we're going the opposite way of this in evangelicalism, but if you want to build a culture of confession, not only are you going to have to make the cross central, but you're also going to have to learn to love our foolish position. Like, there's this real bent to try to make what we believe cool. It wasn't designed to work that way. And then B or two, whatever I said before that. If you've contextualized the gospel to the point where everyone likes it, you're no longer preaching the gospel. It doesn't matter how cool you are. It doesn't matter where you dress. It doesn't matter how you talk. It doesn't matter what you... You can't contextualize the gospel that far, or it's no longer the gospel. See, there's a foolishness to what we believe. It's crazy. Like, if anybody ever says it back to you, you know the Holy Spirit's done a work in your life. Like, if someone says back to you, okay, so let me get this straight. A virgin gave birth to a guy who was God. But only part of God, but still completely God, but man also. Lived perfectly, so they killed him. They buried him, and then he came back to life, and then he floated back into heaven. And then one day, make sure I get all this right. One day, he's coming back on a white horse to get us. That's what you believe, partner? What's our response? Mm-hmm. Me too. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. You want to come? You want to go with me? We're going to meet him in the air. Jeremiah 9:23-24, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. We do have a boast. It's in the cross. Here's my point. You have to create a climate where the foolishness of man is seen under the weight of the cross of Christ. So we'll do that several different ways. We show testimony videos at the Village. They're about 3 minutes long. I actually see some of our people here. They're about 3 minutes long, and they're not always the hero. It's just not the guy that was like, you know, I drank, you know, Jack Daniels every day of my life for the last 40 years. I came to know Jesus Christ 7 months ago, and I didn't even desire to drink. Amen. And then everybody's like, oh, my God. Did you sign the front of my Bible? That was a mission agent's person. I love that miracle. But probably one of the most powerful weekends we've had in the last year was a guy by the name of Mike Luna. He wouldn't care that I'm sharing his story. He just has a really banged up past, man. It's been a lot of abuse and every manner of abuse. And he sat there and loved the gospel and talked about his difficulty in life and wept. And he finally, near the end of it, he just didn't even finish answering the question he was asked. He just got up and walked off tape. So we had to ask him, can we use that? Can we not use that? Can we use it? And he was like, no, if you think it'll help, use it. And we put a guy up there who loved the Lord but was struggling in a valley. So what does that do? That makes everybody in the room go, oh, you can be honest about having some valleys. Now we've got a culture of confession. So that's just an easy idea. All right.